Once again, a major renovation for a Southeast Juvenile Detention Center is a top priority in the governor's capital budget. But the long-sought Johnson Youth Center project has been there before and never made it out of the legislative process. This year, the recent escape of two youths from the Juneau facility has given the project some urgency. Rosemary Alexander from member station KTOO has more.
If the renovation had been done, those two kids couldn't have escaped.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan has seen the 40-year-old building, the outdated security systems, and the 30-year-old fence that allowed the November 27th break to occur. So has State Juvenile Justice Director Steve McComb.
For the Division of Juvenile Justice, we consider it definitely our top priority right now.
The $9.8 million project would remodel the existing facility to current security standards. McComb says the main building was originally a women's prison. It's got a big kitchen, good-sized gymnasium, and in some places, staff members can't see the youth they're supposed to monitor unless they're in the same room.
The way that it's currently designed, there's a lot of blind spots, which you can't see from the staff station.
The admissions area and treatment center is the latest addition to JYC, built in the late 1990s when Egan was Juneau mayor. McComb says little has been done since.
There would be a better nursing office. A medical suite would be improved. The classrooms for the youth to study will be improved. Just an overall system improvement.
The 8-bed center admits about 400 youth a year for short-term detention. They range in age from 13 to 18, and most come from Southeast Alaska. The individual rooms are often overcrowded, and that worries Egan.
They've had times when there have been 20 kids in this facility, and you know, they just throw mattresses on the floor, and that's their home. These folks out there are really connected to these kids that are there. You know, but they make do. But it's not conducive to turning these kids around in spite of, you know, the great work that those people do.
Additional beds are not part of the upgrade, according to McComb, because that would mean a staff increase and greater annual operating budget.
We've already implemented this year a program modeled after one they have in Anchorage, a community detention program, which we can work with kids, the low-level risk kids out in the community more.
But McComb says the renovation would make a major difference to the staff and youth lodged at Johnson Youth Center. Superintendent Dennis Weston says the renovation would fix the escape route.
The area they jumped across was quite high. I mean, we figured it was a 12-foot wall and then a 6-foot fence. So that's 18 feet up, and they're jumping from one area to another. And, you know, our big concern on things like that is that, you know, someone falls and is seriously injured. We were hoping for a renovation that allows us to do a little better programming with the kids and build a little better relationships and just put kids in a position to make better decisions in general. And it kind of comes with that, that we'll get improved security as well.
Meanwhile, the youth who scaled the fence have since been captured and returned to the facility. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.